The ancient philosopher Lao Tse said, "If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will." How about that? This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. Oh my. Do we put a lot of power into that type of a concept? It's as though we had no ideas going on in our head, as though we had no imagination going on in us at any time. And, of course, in truth, we don't. We have just flittering thoughts that go through our mind, and these flittering thoughts are taking up time and taking up our attention, but they're not being accomplished. They're not being accomplished and not being brought into reality for us. They're not being something that we are doing. Now, since they're not being something that we are doing, nothing happens. If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. If you do not know in your mind what your desires are, what your choices are, what your decision is for yourself, you will not be able to accomplish it. When you have 100 ideas in your mind, you have 1,000 concepts in your mind, you have all sorts of desires in your heart of what you would like to do, what you'd like to accomplish, all these dreams that sort of wander around and sort of act as though they're very pompous and very important in your life, and nothing comes of them. Nothing comes of them because you have not chosen to give them the power of your will, the power of your choice, the power of your decision to bring them forth. If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. If all of the ideas in our consciousness are so taking equal portion, equal time, and not one of them is predominant over the other. Oh, we'd like health, how that important that is, especially with a sick body. We'd like wealth. Oh, yes, that's important since we need to have money to live. We'd like to have happiness. We'd like to have, and we go on and on and on. And then we go on with all sorts of relative concepts like how much money do we want? How much health do we want? Do we want to be ideally healthy with every organ, action, and function of our body operating in its perfect form? Or do we just want to have the hurt from our cancer gone? Or do we just want the cancer gone? Do we just want the irritations that come into our life gone? Do we just want the unhappiness gone? When these are our choices and these are our desires, we can have them. We can have them. But in their stead, all sorts of other things pop up and become predominant in our thinking. But we do not will to will the wholeness that we are. Now, we can. We can. If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. If your mind knows not what is your desire, it cannot bring it forth. If your heart does not know what is the most important thing in the world for you, it will not be able to dwell upon it. It will not be able to concentrate on it. It will not be able to demonstrate it. Our will is a very important aspect of our being. Our will is our concentration. Our will is our ability to think about anything and experience that anything in our life. Now, you say to a person, you'd like to be wealthy. Oh, yes, yes, I'd like to have $10,000, $100,000. I'd like to have $1 million. Well, what would you do with it? Oh, all sorts of good stuff. Why do you want it? Well, because I need it to live. Well, you need $1 million to live? Yes, I need $1 million to live. Everything is so expensive these days. Well, what is it that you really want? Now, here we come on the will. The will likes to deal with specifics. The will likes to deal with things that are definite and perfect for us, things that are truly in our mind, things that are something that are important for us. Now, if you say, I would like to have a healthy body. Well, to what degree do you want a healthy body? To what degree do you contemplate a healthy body? What do you determine what a healthy body is? Is your body healthy, every organ, action, and function? Or is your body healthy because you no longer have a disease or no longer have a problem? This seems to be much of where our attention is. And because our attention is so scattered and so undeterminate, we do not experience what we'd like to have. We do not experience the things that are important for us and the things that make us fulfilled and happy. If we don't know what it is that makes us happy, you can be sure we'll never experience it. And we'll never experience it because we have not the ability to direct our will to bring it forth into being. When a mother says to a child, clean up your room, the child has in its mind, all right, I'll shove things together. But if the mother says, come, let's go and clean up your room, and together they go and clean up the room, first, they put everything in its proper place. Hanging up the clothes, putting the toys away, putting the things away. Then they make the bed, they organize all the things in the room until they're very nice. Then they sweep the room or vacuum the room, cleaning it up completely and making it perfect. And after they've done that, then they stand back. This is the crucial point. They stand back and look at the room and say, now, that is beautiful. Now, of course, when you're playing in your room, you're going to use your toys. You're going to have your things out. You're going to lay on your bed. You're going to sit in the chair. You're going to do all these things. Your clothes are going to be here and there. But the thing is, once you're done, once it's time to come down for supper and you take a few minutes and clean up your room, but, Mom, it takes a long time. No, it doesn't take a long time. It only takes a few minutes. You whisper everything into its place, and you move everything. You will everything into its place. And as you go on doing this from day to day, the ability to clean up your room and make it orderly and make it beautiful is a simple, beautiful thing to do. Because you won't mess it up carelessly. You will use your toys, you will use your things, but you will use them with a joy, not with an abandon that says, what does it make any difference where things land? Now the mother takes the time to go with the child and do that. Now, true, the mother doesn't have the opportunity to do this on everything, but the mother starts with something. And so the mother goes up with the child and shows the child how to clean its room and how to make it all nice and beautiful. And then the mother says, now, that's a clean room. That is beautiful. You can do it so nicely. I'm so proud of you. And the next day, the mother goes up with the child and they clean the room before supper time. The mother takes a time away from her cooking, a time away from her activity in the kitchen to make sure that the child knows exactly what she means. And then the next day, the mother says, all right, my little genius today, go and clean up your room and get ready for supper. Now, does she mean he should vacuum his room and put everything in place and put everything? Yes. Does she mean that he should do that so spit and polished perfectly with all his will and with all his joy? Yes. Because then when the mother says to the child, clean your room, you know, or put your room in order, the child knows that's how putting the room in order is expected of it. And so every time the child goes up and puts its room in order, it will be orderly. It will be done by his will in a joyful, wonderful fashion, and it will be perfectly done. Our will does not know what we really want of it because we have not spent time telling our will exactly what we want. We haven't spent time taking our child up to their room and showing them how to orderly clean their room. They should know already, but we show them what we want. And then when we say, clean your room, they know that that is a tag of the will, that is a statement that of the will that must be done. To clean your room means that way. Now, when the doctor says to the patient, okay, now you go home, take two aspirins and get lots of sleep and lots of water and check with me in the morning. Well, the doctor knows that your problem may be basically psychosomatic or that your problem may be whatever, but you have to get grips on it yourself. You have to believe that a healing can take place in you. The doctor can give you a pill and say, okay, now go home and take this pill three times a day and come check back with me in 3 days and you'll find that you're all in shape again. Doctors don't usually say that because they don't know the responsibility they have of giving each patient the will, directing each patient's will to be specific on what they want. So when the patient goes home and says, okay, the doctor says, I'll knock this out in a couple of days, and they expect it. They expect it, and they work on it, and they release it because they know it's not going to be with them very long, and they're happy about releasing it. Lao Tse had a good statement there. If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. If the child did not know what you meant and really knew what you meant by demonstration and by reality, it will not be able to give you what you want. If you do not know what you want in your body, in your mind, in your affairs, in your life, if you are so rattle-brained in all of your thinking that you are unwillful of what it is you want, then you can be sure you will not enjoy what you want. It's up to us to realize if the will knows what it to will, it will not be, if it wills knows not what to will, it will not know, be able to will. So, if the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. If you know not what you desire out of yourself, out of your life, out of your dreams, out of your goals, you will not be able to achieve it. And you say, well, I have this idea and I have that idea and I have, yes, but what is your really wonderful, powerful, great idea? What idea is it that's more important to you than anything else in the world? Well, it's not cleaning your room, that's for sure, but that's a part of it. Because in the act of cleaning the room, and then mother says, clean your room, the will instantly knows what it is to do. If the mother says, okay, go play now, you're a whole and perfect, and she kisses the scratch and the child runs out and plays and has a wonderful time, forgets all about the hurt. Yes, the will is wonderful. The will is like the child coming home from an injury and on the playground, and he waits until he gets within earshot so his mother can hear him cry. And then he cries, ah! And he cries that last little bit as he goes into the house, and mother says, what happened? Now, she knows he hasn't been crying all the way home from the park. She knows that he has not been doing it. He used his will to accomplish the goal he wanted. He wanted his mother to feel sorry for him. But his mother was too wise. She both felt compassion for him, and she also knew how to handle it. And she said, "Now go in and wash up. And there's some mercury comb there. It stings a little bit, but put it on, and you'll see that it'll all go away and be done in no time at all. Now go ahead. Now go do it." And so she puts the will in you to do what she wants to do. Now, we want to learn to put the will in ourselves so that we will have something to will. And then our will have something to reveal to us. And how wonderful that is. Are you able to be master of your life? If the will knows not what to will, it will not be able to will. If the will knows what to will, it will be able to accomplish it, to will it, to bring it forth by action. Think on these things, for they are truly something that makes the world go round. And know that it is something that is so perfect and so beautiful for you that life is truly a magnificent experience when you let it happen. Love it for yourself now, and love it with all your heart and all your soul and all your being. And know I love you.